Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And yes, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming up in hour number two of The Odd Couple, we'll talk with Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year. He'll drop by in about 25 minutes or so, so we'll do that. So stick around for that. And, you know, we'll start here in hour number two. And, of course, the whole story and situation is, did the NFL act appropriately in the aftermath of Hamlin's injury? Did you feel like the NFL reacted properly? Should the game immediately been canceled or postponed, whatever they want to call it? Should the NFL, did they handle it the right way? Wait to see if there's some improvement by Hamlin and then maybe they could have gone on with the game. What would have been the right move in this situation? Rob G, what did you think initially, Rob G, when you saw what went down? Did you ever think the game was going to be replayed again?
No. Initially, I was very disappointed in the way the NFL had handled it. Because as Ephraim mentioned in the previous hour, there's a difference between guys going down and, you know, they're checking their limbs and their legs and their,
right,
you know, whatever. Even guys who get concussions, you'll see some movement. You don't get a CPR and what was it? The defibrillator, right?
I think they brought that out. You don't, right? That's not normally what
not
you see, right?
Standard kind of stuff. And when you see guys on the field in tears because they understand the severity of the situation, you would think that Roger Goodell would be on the horn immediately saying, get these guys in the locker room. We're calling the game. We're postponing it indefinitely, whatever, right?
Right.
But in the time span that it took for them to make any kind of decision was over an hour.
Right. Chris, where were you as far as, did you think the game would be resumed? Did you think the NFL took too long? Because I think I was with Rob G. I didn't think they would be played. I thought they were waiting, hoping, and wishing that they can continue to play the game. That's why they took so long. But I just didn't think that was such a horrific scene for a lot of people that I didn't think they were going to play.
I mean, we were talking about it on the air, and we both, when it was suspended, we thought it would eventually be canceled, postponed, whatever word you want to use. But I understood the waiting because I'm with you, Rob. Like, I thought they were waiting to see if there was good news with Hamlin and that the players would be relieved. Okay, good. Our guy, he's okay.
He's going to be okay. Right, absolutely.
We can get back out there and play like they're used to doing after an injury. I'm not going to kill the NFL. I mean, look, there's conflicting reports, you know, that Joe Buck was saying that the players have been given 5 minutes. Troy Vincent, vice president of football operations or executive vice president, he denied that today strongly, Rob, on a conference call with reporters. I know Troy personally. Troy is a man of high integrity. Look, I get the business, but it's hard for I'm not going to sit here and call him a liar because of what I know about him.
Right. Personally. Here's my other thing, too, and I agree with you. I know Troy a little bit, Chris, not as well as you, but I do know Troy. But Joe Buck is the mouthpiece for ESPN.
Yeah,
so Joe Buck is not making up.
I was going to say, I agree.
Okay.
He's the mouthpiece.
He's not making up 5 minutes.
Maybe he was talking to somebody else. I don't know. You're right. Like, I don't see Joe Buck making that up on national television. You could get fired if you make that up.
If you're telling people, we're going to get started in about 5 minutes here. No. Like when the announcers, Chris, there's a rain delay and they say, we're going to be underway in about 30 minutes. They're going to bring the pitchers out, warm them back up, right? That's like giving fed to you. You don't know that.
Is it possible Buck was talking to somebody with the NFL that wasn't like the authoritative
official
voice, right? Like just kind of off the record, texting. What do you know what I mean? Maybe, but I can't sit here and say he is lying.
Right.
Like you said, we both know Troy. I can't say he's lying, but what I will say is this, Rob, because I saw today, and maybe you saw it as well on some TV shows, where reporters talking to the NFL had said, at this point, and this was this morning, the NFL has said they aren't even thinking about what they're going to do with this game going forward. Like, it's not even off the record, on the record, background. It hasn't been discussed. Rob, they've had to discuss it. And that doesn't mean they're being insensitive. That means they're doing their jobs.
Right, but they don't want to put that out there now while this young man is still in the state that he's in. Like, they're worried about, we're going to reschedule it for next week. And, like,
they
already moved on.
They certainly can't say when. And I'm sure they don't know when, I wouldn't think.
No, and that's why they don't want to do it.
Yeah, but you can't, like, anyone who would say be critical of the NFL if right now they are having a conference call about what we should do with this game going forward, or if they were this morning or late last night, that they have to continue their business.
There's a business that is involved.
Right.
Let me say this, too, about Joe Buck. Here's the other part. He mentioned that five-minute thing three times, Chris. So it wasn't like he did it once.
It's hard to think he was making that up.
I can't believe that.
I don't know Joe Buck personally.
Yeah.
But
I know him from baseball, you know, obviously a little bit. See him at the ballpark, talk to him a little bit. But I don't believe Joe Buck is like that for him to come up with something out of thin air. It's got to be somebody he either, like you said, Chris, might be with the league or something that he knows, but unofficial, you know, but with the league.
They don't have the authority to say
but
what
he has a confidant in the league.
Yep.
Yeah, they're probably going to get started in about 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
And maybe he bought that and thought that was right. But him saying it three times is weird.
because
no, no doubt. And I will say this, right? And I'm not trying to look. I get people being critical of the league. I think it's a situation. Now they got to be ready for everything, but this is just something that maybe has never happened, Rob, in a game. And these things take, you know, they're tough decisions to make. You got to make them. That's why you get paid. What does Goodell get paid? Almost $50 million a year,
yeah,
or something like that.
$45 million,
so you
got to
make them. But what I will say this, Rob, and my wife, as you know, and most people that listen to the show regularly know, she's a doctor.
Right.
I would have to give the NFL, and I guess it's just standard procedure. They know it's a violent sport, so you got medical people ready at you know, right ready to go. Them getting Hamlin the assistance he needed, the care he needed immediately, was, I thought that was terrific. I thought they handled it terrific. And my wife said, with a situation like that, cardiac arrest, how quickly you get to
life
him.
Or death, Chris.
It is exactly it. Right. And it might be the quality of life, if he survives, the quality of life he has going forward is could be impacted by how quickly you got the heart going again and the oxygen and all the things he needed. So I thought that was impressive. And so it's just a bad situation. And I'm not going to kill the league because they waited an hour to, you know, decide not to play. I think ultimately the right thing was done. And it's just one of those unfortunate situations that happened.
And there were doctors on Twitter, Chris, last night that said other than a hospital, that Hamlin could not have had that incident happen in a better place at a football
field.
There
you go.
Because of all the medical personnel who are there. Normally, yep. If you're out on a field somewhere, you're in trouble.
Oh,
And another thing I saw on Twitter, Chris, was interesting to me and what's made me hopeful is the hockey NHL player Chris Pronger. He suffered something very similar, Chris. He took a slap shot in the chest in 1998. Pronger somehow was back, Chris, on the ice weeks later, and guess what? Played 12 more years and made it to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Wow. So he had a similar incident on the ice, was, you know, revived,
yep.
and was able to get back on the ice weeks later and have a long career and made it to the Hall of Fame. So I'm wishing and hoping that we have
Absolutely.
Some sort of story like that for him.
And it's possible. I mean, that story clearly shows it. And that's right. Like, look, if he comes back and he's living and he's fine, we're all going to be happy. But I'm also praying for that he can get back to a normal quality of life.
Sure. That's the most important thing, of course.
Whether he plays football
or not. Right, right.
But let me ask you this, Rob. And he's different than us. I mean, he's a pro football player. But if you were in his shoes and you were fine and able to play again, would you? Because that, I think he will if he can. I remember Ryan Shazier? He wanted to play again when he with the Steelers when he right. had the injury. Yeah, he came back and wanted to play. What would you be like, man?
I'd have to
hang it up.
I'd have to listen to my doctors first. Who was the, for whatever reason, I'm blanking on his name, the Spur, who played for the Brooklyn Nets, who retired during the season. You remember?
Oh, yeah. LaMarcus Aldridge.
LaMarcus yeah. Aldridge. And Chris, and then he came back and played next year. He came back.
We both said, and he was at, you know, his prime was over.
But
he
remember,
was at the end of his career.
But you remember
already.
The doctors were like, you need to stop playing. He stopped right. playing that day. Not he didn't play out the season or retire right. at the end of the playoffs. It was that day.
Well,
and then
and
he came
wondered,
back and played. He got a second opinion or whatever. And he came back and played for the Nets the next year.
Yeah. I mean, look, Hamlin's only 24, Rob.
He's a young
I'm
guy.
Not going to be mad at him if he does. I mean, I'm going to be glad that dude can do whatever he wants to do.
All you got to do is consult your doctors, Chris, and feel good. We didn't think Kevin Durant should have played. You remember that with the we both shouldn't have. No, I know. I'm just saying
right.
it just depends right. on the circumstance. But we both called that before. Like,
right.
what are you doing?
Absolutely. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did the NFL act appropriately in the aftermath of the DeMar Hamlin injury? It is your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Do you think the NFL acted appropriately last night after DeMar Hamlin went down with his injury?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off here with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Sean, Happy New Year, my man. Hey, how are you?
Yo, Happy New Year. My uncle's from another mother. My brother's buying the board. Shout out Iowa Sanford sitting in today. So first thing, you know, it's really funny. When I saw this happen, and I don't mean to sound insensitive or anything like that, The first thing I thought about was, number one, y'all, because Ephraim has been on multiple times and talked about how he would never let his kids play ball.
Right.
And I always thought that, you know, how could, you know, a professional football player who earned his livelihood like that, why would he put that out there like that? That's, you know, exhibit A right there. And the other thing I thought about, man, as far as, like, whether or not the NFL did the right thing is, I know y'all might not be aware, but, you know, about 20-some years ago, a wrestler named Owen Hart actually died in the ring during a pay-per-view. And, you know, the WWE didn't do everything right. They actually continued the show, a three-hour show. They finished the show out. But I will say this.
That is hard to imagine. Like, I get an injury. I mean, even that's been the history of sports. You play through an injury. If a guy's injured, no matter how seriously, they've typically played. But right, you brought up instances, right? A death? Come on, that's just unconscionable. I'm sorry.
But the other part of that, though, the thing that I thought they did right, though, Chris,
the WWE?
The owner of the WWE, Vince McMahon, called in to the ringside announcer, and they made the announcement immediately about what happened. They didn't hold any information back. They literally announced that a
but
man
they
passed
kept
away
wrestling.
In the ring. And
I'm sorry. Come on.
Right. Especially, Chris, especially, and I hate to, I don't want to, Sean, is he still on there or no?
I'm here.
Yeah. Especially with, it's fake. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, you could stop the show, Sean. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Come back tomorrow. We'll do the same thing.
We got the same script tomorrow.
But my point is that they let the information out there. I think
no,
that's
I get
was
that.
You'd rather you that than they.
Than but, stopping the show.
So you're saying that was better than the NFL? Not
no,
giving all the information,
I mean,
but
the fact that they kept the show going was horrible. That was terrible.
Right,
that was one of the worst things that I've ever seen inside sports entertainment. But the fact that they got the audience the information they were looking for, there wasn't an hour where they were going.
That was
back
a how was
about,
the
you know,
play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Right.
That's
right,
what that
right.
is. You know
all
what?
Right,
the
buddy.
Play actually was good.
Stop.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't good
because
I was. Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Rick in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And Rick, today's not the day for you for your comeuppance, but I'm going to let you speak on this. And the next time you call, you get your comeuppance, okay?
Say it again?
I said the next time you call, Lynn, you get your comeuppance.
Okay. Well, I was going to say this. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
Chris, my condolences to you and your family on the loss of your father. And Rob, I did want to apologize to you.
Okay.
Because what I said 3 weeks ago was inappropriate. It was unprofessional. I did not mean to say it, but I was so caught up in the moment. What I wanted to say was, are you crazy? And then I called you a moron. So that was not right by me, and I want to apologize. I want to start the new year.
So there were fireworks when I was gone.
Yes, fireworks. Apology accepted, Rick, okay?
Okay?
We're friends. Things happen. And we apologize, okay? We move
on. Okay, by the way, I wouldn't take the steroid freak as a Yankee, but I would take the kinky sex freak for my Yankee. So
you would take him in the rotation, huh, in the Bronx.
Oh,
I bet you
that's
would.
Right.
Hey, listen, ain't no telling what some people are doing. So.
I know.
You know what
I
mean? In the bedroom.
I think the NFL acted right. It's funny because it would have – not funny. It would have been my first Monday night game that I was going to watch. I went to dinner by myself. Of course, I'm a bachelor.
Right.
So I sat down, and I'm looking towards the bar area where the TV was, and I see the game on hold, and I see the reaction of the players. I'm like, but the score is 73. I'm going, what's going on? And then my phone started blowing up with my friend texting about, hey, are you guys seeing what's going on?
Right.
And then as I got more information, and then I saw the video, which, by the way, maybe it's the angle that I saw. I didn't see a helmet to the chest. I saw a shoulder to the chest. But regardless, my first reaction was, no, there's no way they could continue this game. These players will not be emotionally ready to play and not psychologically ready to play. And that game meant to me, just like this one coming up, as a Dolphin fan, I need the Bills to win and beat the Patriots if we take care of business. So, like I said, the reason I wanted to watch Monday Night Football for the first time all year, because that game was impactful for me as a Dolphin fan, just strictly on football. Obviously, this young man's health is number one. But, yeah, I think the NFL acted right. The only thing maybe I would have liked to have seen is Roger Goodell. I mean, like, where was he? In his man cave? Was he, you know, where was he? That's the only thing. But as far as how they handled it, I 100% think they were good.
All right, thanks. Let's squeeze in Andre real quick from Massachusetts, Chris, on this. Andre, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Let's get his take.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I think the NFL got it right in this situation. I'm going to tell you why. Sean from Sacramento makes a good point concerning the WWE situation with Owen Hart. That was in relation to a stunt. That didn't happen on the air. He was doing an aerial stunt, and there was an accident, and so he fell. But that was not live, you know, while the broadcast was
so
going
what,
on.
So where was that behind the scenes so nobody saw it?
No, he was up in the rafters. They were trying to pull off one of these stunts where you kind of fly down, and something happened, and he fell from the rafters.
But it was on the broadcast.
But
wait,
people saw it. But people at the arena saw it, didn't they?
Yeah. People at the arena. Yes, if you're there,
they should have stopped the show.
And he died immediately.
Yes, they should have stopped the show.
Hey, come on.
But if you were watching that event, it wasn't as though you know there was a wrestler in the ring and fell wrong, and then that.
But did you know? Did you see it? Did you see it if you were watching on TV?
No, you didn't. It didn't
all right,
happen.
But the people there saw it, though, is what I'm saying. Like, the crowd is there. They saw. All right, tell us why you think the NFL did right. Let's get there.
Okay, the reason the NFL did it right is because there's no playbook when you have these catastrophic injuries. And so we obviously know what happened with Lawrence Taylor and Joe Theismann. That happened again with Alex Smith on the same day, a catastrophic injury. And if you go to the world of basketball, Chris, you remember in 2013 when Louisville won the national championship, Kevin Ware had a horrific injury where when you turned on the game, they had to actually bring in, like, when there's an accident on the highway, so you couldn't actually see what happened, but the players on the court actually saw. So,
let me say this real quick, Chris. Pete Rozelle, the former NFL commissioner, you know, like who brought the league into its prominence, and everybody remembers Pete Rozelle. But anyway, he said his biggest regret was after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. They played football. They played football, and he thought he made a big mistake. That the country was mourning, Chris, and they're playing football like nothing happened.
No doubt. All right, we got our man Randy Mueller joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Randy, how are you? Happy
Randy.
New Year.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Man,
we are
tough
good.
Day.
We are good. Obviously, a tough situation. Yes. You know, that's what we want to talk about. Let me ask you this, because Rob and I were just talking about it with some callers. What was your take on the way the NFL handled things? It was an hour, I think, and 6 minutes before they called the game. You know, there were conflicting reports. Joe Buck was saying that the players had been told they were going to play in 5 minutes.
And he did it
Troy
three
Vincent
times.
Of the NFL said, that's ridiculous. I think that's a direct quote. And denied it. What are your thoughts about how the NFL handled it last night?
You know what? I'm going to take the high road because I actually think everybody handled it pretty good. Now, I don't know where Joe Buck came up with that information. Obviously, he didn't draw it out of thin air, so somebody had to say something. But having been a part of nothing like last night, but similar type situations, things happen fast. Communication is hard. You deal with a lot of issues of people all over the country, whether it's back to New York, doctors in another spot, experts here, experts there. There's a lot of moving parts. So I actually think not only the on-the-field medical people handled it good, I thought that everybody handled it good. I thought ESPN handled it probably as good as they could. I thought the NFL took their time. I never for a second thought the game was going to go on, and I don't think anybody did. So I think that was a tad bit they misinformed people when that did come out. You could tell by the look on these players' face that we were not going to play football. And I've never seen that before, and that kind of led me to believe that they're going to take their time, they're going to let the situation settle, they're going to get the player in the ambulance, and I even understand the ambulance people waited for his mother to come join them. That's unbelievably good. They stabilized him. They got them away from the stadium before. They didn't want this crowd moving quickly, I can tell you that, because that would have caused other issues and unintended consequences. So I was not, you know, I think everybody handled it pretty good. That's just my opinion.
Randy, how real is this for players? When you play this sport, you know the chances that bad things could happen or you could get hurt. It's a very violent sport and physical. And How much does this stuff kind of wear on players when they're playing, or do you have to block it out to be an effective football player?
I don't think anybody ever thought that it could come to this. And why would they, right? This happened once 50 years ago. I read it happened in a hockey game, you know, several years back.
Right.
But that player lived. But I don't think I think that was part of the shock of it and the chilling effect it had on everybody, because nobody thought you would ever see a player getting CPR or paddles brought out to resuscitate him. So I think that's what got him. I don't think the level of this incident had ever crossed anybody's mind. I think that's probably what did it. I don't think players, I think they always worry, but not to this extent. And that's what made this a little different. I think, for one thing, I'm no doctor, obviously, but I'm not sure this was a football issue. I've seen this tackle made 100 times in 16 games every weekend. And I've seen it made for thousands of games. And it didn't seem violent. It didn't seem anything out of the unusual. I think it was just freaky that it happened. And I guess it was a perfect storm. Everything lined up. So, you know, I don't know. And again, I'm not minimizing what happened. I just think there may be something that we don't know that comes about that kind of changes our opinion a little bit down the road.
Randy, look, obviously at some point, you know, the league has to continue playing games, and even the Bills and Bengals, of course. What is your feeling on what the league should do regarding this game? Cancel, tie, just don't even – these two teams only play 16 games. Like, what's your thought on it?
I think they should call it a no contest and move on. I really do. And I think that's what the league will do. I don't think they'll try
and just go by percentage.
See, that's what I said. No tie, Chris. No contest. The game never played.
Right. No contest. And, yeah, it's going to – I guarantee you, even though all of our thoughts and prayers are with the young man and his family, there is in some room in New York people already figuring these percentages out. And they will dole it out at the right time, and they'll have the answers to it. And, yeah, it's not perfect, but, gosh, we got to make the priorities that are this kid and his family, we got to make that our top priority. But I think the percentages will sort it out, and if it's different, so be it. The problem is there are a lot of unintended consequences as well, because you have players' contracts, incentives, playtime, all kinds of stuff that have to factor in. So there's a lot of details, but none more important than the health of the young man. So we'll sort all that out, and I think the league will take its time, but I don't think they'll play the game, and I think they'll probably just go on to next week when it gets here.
Randy, what would you tell if you were GM? If you were the GM of the Bills, what would you tell your team going forward? You know, because obviously they got to keep playing the season, and they certainly, you know, were one of the teams with a good shot at winning the Super Bowl. So do you think this will affect them? I'm sure it will in some way. But, you know, how do you think it'll affect them going forward? And what would you tell them if you gathered your players together?
Well, a couple things. One is the GM. I don't know. I would definitely address them, but I think this is one where you've got to take the lead of your captains. And when these guys vote for captains at the first of each year, I think this is a great lesson, because now they have to choose who do you want to be your spokesman at a time like this. A lot of times the election of captains gets, you know, put swept under the rug, and the most popular guy gets it. I want my captain to be the guy who stands up now to lead this team, and the accentuating circumstances make it relevant. So I would definitely do that. I think this, and it's hard to predict what's going to happen, right, because we don't know the end of the story. If they were to get good news in the next couple of days, I think it could inspire the Bills to go all the way. That's how I feel about it. I think it is emotional, and they are just waiting on the seat of their pants for some good news so they can get back out there, and not only get back out there like they were before, but to take it to the next level and really make it a positive. If that news doesn't come, I'm not sure. I think eventually they'll come around. I don't know if they'll ever be the same, but I think we don't know the rest of the story yet, so it's really hard to say.
Randy, don't you think it could also work the other way? If rally around – God, we want this guy to live and everything to be okay. But the bad news, too, I mean, this is a really sensitive thing, because we've seen people rally for a cause or whatnot. it's got to be heartbreaking either way. Like, you know, like just that you're even having to contemplate that going forward and playing.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation.
I think it's different for every player, too, and you're going to have to give them as much support as they need or as little as they need because everybody's going to see it a little different, and that's the thing. You just don't know. That's the element that you hope leadership can come through and help make it make sense for people. Now, there was a time, really, last night and most of today where I didn't know really even how to say it because my mind hasn't really told me what to say. So just think of these players that were there, these coaches, these other staff members that were there and watched this in person. We weren't even there. So it's right. going to take some time. There's no doubt. I wish there was a book for this, but there's no manual telling you how to deal with this.
Real short, Randy, do you remember the situation in Detroit when Reggie Brown, the linebacker, broke his neck in a game? And it was very similar. He had CPR on the field or whatever. If you remember, do you remember that at all? And that game was continued. It had playoff implications in that as well.
Yep, I think you're right. I think nowadays that the tenor has changed and player safety is a bigger and more eventful issue.
I agree.
And you have really, it's really a different world that we live in right now.
All right, Randy, great stuff.
Thanks
we
for your insight, my man. It's a tough situation to talk about. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you. History was made last night in the NBA, Rob. We'll tell you about it next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Mitchell, line right. You'll hear the roar. 70 points. Let that sink in. 70 points for Donovan Mitchell tonight.
All right, that was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And Rob, Donovan Mitchell, I mean, obviously, you know, we were all, you know, rightly paying attention to the DeMar Hamlin situation. But basketball games were played, and Donovan Mitchell, Rob, I mean, we're seeing a number of terrific performances. You saw Luka go for 60, 21, and 10
first thing
last week.
I'm going to be honest.
On Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
With the 71 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. Yeah, what'd you think?
Did the Cavs win? Oh, I'm sorry.
They did.
They did. It wasn't a blowout, Chris.
But you wouldn't have been
Chris.
Impressed. They came back to win.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what the first thing I thought was, okay, he scored 70. Did they win? And no. What a performance, obviously, when you could put up that many points in a professional, in an NBA game. You know, it doesn't happen that often. It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
No, he's only the 7th player, Rob, to score 70 or more in an NBA game. And you probably know this. Michael Jordan's not one of them.
No.
He scored 69. He had the 63 against the Celtics.
That was a playoff game, right.
But he had 69 and 18 boards against Cleveland. He just totally destroyed Cleveland every time he got on the court with them. Yeah. But Rob, check this out. Because he had the 11 assists, and obviously some of them were on three-pointers as well, Donovan Mitchell, Rob, accounted for 99 points in that game last night. That is the second most ever in an NBA game. Obviously, Wilt Chamberlain, when he scored 100, also had 2 assists, so he generated.
I was going to say, what assists did he have in that game?
He had 102.
Did Kobe have any assists?
He generated 104 points total in this game. In 81, I think Kobe had 2. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I was going to say it was probably close.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. But Donovan Mitchell. Now he's not the leader. He's in the MVP discussion. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think he's in the conversation. Absolutely.
This dude is playing, and they're winning.
But here's the other thing, too. Those picks that the Knicks held on to, how are those doing, Chris? Those picks that the Knicks held on to?
And the Knicks were on that run, right? What, they went 8 straight or something like that? Now they've lost a few, but they've won 2 straight now.
But still – if you would have had Donovan, right?
Jalen Brunson has been good for them, but he's no Donovan Mitchell. Rob, can you imagine this at the Garden?
No,
as much as I criticize Nick fans for thinking, you know, that their team is all that and everybody wants to play for the Knicks
and all that, right? I get it.
I will say this. If you do it in New York, maybe it's just because it's the biggest city in the country and the media and all that, but it's magnified, good or bad. And so if Donovan Mitchell, Rob, were doing this, averaging 30, drop 71, can you imagine? And the Knicks were maybe a 5 seed, 6 seed, right, whatever. It would be crazy.
And, Chris, the reason that they really dropped the ball is he's one of the few stars that wanted to play at the Garden, wanted to play with the Knicks.
Right, good.
You know what I mean? He's from New York.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was a layup.
Yeah, you do whatever you got to do to get him.
To get him.
Unless you have
a better player than anyone. He wanted to be there. Right. It's kind of like when Kyrie, right, the Nets were in Jersey when he's growing up. He's a Nets fan. He grew up as a Nets fan. He wanted to play for the Nets.
Yep. Nah, I'm with you. They got to get, no matter how well Jalen Brunson's playing and R.J. Barrett and all these guys that are pretty good, they ain't Donovan Mitchell. And he's the type of guy, Rob, that you say, you know what? We may be one piece away Yep. You know, from winning or competing for a championship.
We got a star, a bona fide star, and that's the building point in this league. It's a stars league. You know that.
I was talking with somebody with the Knicks, Rob, not even on the basketball side, but somebody with the Knicks during the Knicks 8-game win streak. And I was saying that right now they would have to go the Detroit Pistons path of 04, right? Where you got a bunch of really good players. Well, they had like four really good players.
Yep.
But that's an aberration. I mean, that 1979 when the Seattle Supersonics went like that.
And you had,
two times that happened.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't happen that often. You had a great coach in Larry Brown. Yep. A lot of stuff was right, Chris.
Right. All right, iCouple, 1 hour left. You know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.